this morning. Here's an emerging local political story this morning from the general election campaign in Northern Ireland. Yesterday, the DUP announced that the former South Belfast Ulster Unionist Party MP, Martin Smith, had signed the nomination papers of its South Belfast candidate, Jonathan Bell. Now, why is that significant? Well, there's a UUP candidate also in the race, Rodney McCune. And this morning, Martin Smith has declared his support for Rodney McCune, and he's told the newsletter that he was misled by the DUP. What's going on? Well, let's speak to the newsletter political correspondent, Sam McBride. What is going on, Sam?
Morning, Stephen. Well, I mean, the statement which came in from Jonathan Bell yesterday raised a lot of eyebrows and I'm sure caused a bit of disquiet in Ulster Unionist headquarters, because Martin Smith is a very significant figure in South Belfast. He has been out of the limelight in recent times, but he was the last Unionist MP there. He's not only significant because he's the former MP, but he's the former head of the Orange Order, and that is the sort of endorsement that almost any Unionist politician really craves. So for him to have given apparently his endorsement to the DUP candidate over a man, Rodney McCune, who, as I understand it, in the past he actually campaigned for many years ago when he stood on successfully in North Antrim, really was quite significant. But it quickly became clear that all was not as it seemed. And Martin Smith, when I spoke to him last night, was extremely clear that he was not supporting Jonathan Bell, and certainly felt quite sore about how the entire incident had been handled.
But I'm reading from your front page of the newsletter today, and Jonathan Bell, who, by the way, we tried to get on the programme this morning, he's not available. I'll read from your front page. It says, Mr. Bell said, I want to thank him, that's Martin Smith, for offering me this support, and I will try my utmost to repay his kindness by securing the new beginning that South Belfast needs. So Jonathan Bell clearly saying that Martin Smith had given him his support.
He was, and I think one of the
DUP issued that as a press release, right?
They did, with a photograph, and with a photograph of the Reverend Smith's signature on his nomination papers, and it was very explicit. I think it was worded in such a way that probably Jonathan Bell could have said that he was getting specific support, as in he was getting a signature, which was a form of support. He wasn't actually saying in the statement explicitly, he has endorsed me. And that was one of the things that caused me to think about it, because it would be very unusual to have that sort of support and not have a statement from the person who's supporting me saying, this is why I believe Jonathan Bell would be the best MP for South Belfast. So that is definitely interesting. And I think also, I mean, it's clear here that there is no dispute about what Martin Smith is says was Jonathan Bell misleading him as to the process of being able to sign multiple nomination papers. The only issue is Jonathan Bell says that was an inadvertent mistake and that it was a genuine
mistake, he says.
Exactly. Clearly, Martin Smith feels very unhappy about how that happened and feels that he has been clearly to try to get some publicity for Jonathan Bell, who, I think it has to be said, has been in a very good position in South Belfast, really didn't need to push the boat out too far, if that is what has happened here. And I think actually now this has turned into a nightmare scenario for him, where not only does he not have the Reverend Smith support, but actually he has prompted him to now publicly and quite vocally endorse his main unionist opponent, Rodney McCune.
But why is Martin Smith in this photograph sitting beside Jonathan Bell? What did he think he was doing sitting beside him in a photograph?
Well, that's a valid question. And I mean, when I spoke to Reverend Smith last night, he said that he likes to help people, that there had been a degree of confusion when they spoke yesterday at his home in South Belfast as to whether he was able to sign Jonathan Bell's nomination papers, because he had already endorsed Rodney McCune. And I think there was a phone call made to somebody who works in local government or who is a local councillor who felt that because that was possible in local government,
so even if
possible,
even if Sammy was wrongly advised that he could sign both nomination papers, at the very least, taking out the technicality, the very important technicality that you can't sign two sets of nomination papers, there is an implicit support here for Jonathan Bell, isn't there? If he got mixed up because he thought he could sign both. The whole point is he still wanted, if he could, to endorse and support Jonathan Bell.
it's certainly very unusual as to why he would have agreed to be photographed with a man who is standing against someone who he was very clear that he was backing and he had already endorsed. I suppose it's difficult to say, not having been party to that conversation, as to what the context was for the photograph being taken, or what exactly happened there, what his understanding of it was. But, I mean, certainly he was absolutely clear when he spoke to me that he was not endorsing the DUP. And, I mean, it has to be said that even though he fell out with the Trimble leadership in 2004-2005, he left the Ulster Unionist whip, or he relinquished the whip at that point. He was not somebody who went over to the DUP like Geoffrey Donaldson or Arlene Foster, and actually argued against that. So, I mean, it did seem unusual for someone who, even at that point where he was very anti-agreement, and that was a big issue in unionism, that he would suddenly swing very firmly behind the DUP now that they are effectively pro-agreement and that they are working with Sinn Féin and government.
Okay. Good story, Sam. Thank you very much indeed. Morning to you. Interesting political stuff at 23 minutes past 10. 08459 555 678 is the number to call this morning.